B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is it? Hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going.
Sound off.
All right, it's sound off time. Before sound off, let me tell you about quickly the Fanatic deal of the week. $50 worth of gift cards in the Philly Pretzel Factory for $25. Just go to our website, 975fanatic.com. Keyword is deal. I love those pretzel hot dogs. Anyway, here we go. Sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up on the sound off line and you may make it to the big show.
Once you start implementing electronic surveillance and people who are outside the dugout and outside the framework of the players and coaches, that's when it steps over the line.
Yeah, of course it steps over the line. But it invites you to do it. It's like, how do you get an edge in baseball? Let's try this. The way you defeat it is you change up your signals. So they can't get the study that in time to tell you what you're going to throw the next pitch.
He doesn't need to take the step back jumper, Mike. He needs to attack the basket. And the coach's job is the space around him, so he can feed other people if he doesn't take it to the hoop.
Nah, you're missing it. See, sometimes he stops himself and goes to the hoop because they crowd it. And when he crowds it, he's got to have the weapon to defeat the crowd. The weapon to defeat the crowd is the short jumper like he did the other night, because then the defense then has to come out and it creates more alleys for him to get clearer paths to the basket.
Your ignorance level is at an all-time high today. Trying to defend, it wasn't that big of an advantage knowing whether what pitch is coming or not. But when you're sitting there and you don't have to worry about whether it's a curveball or a slider or a changeup coming, you've got a huge advantage.
I didn't say you didn't have a huge advantage. What I said is that you still have to implement ball on bat, no matter if you know that's what's coming or not. And what I'm saying is, in baseball, you're never going to stop cheating, because cheating has been in baseball for forever, because it's so difficult that everybody tries to get a shortcut to make the game easier.
I loved what I saw in Tobias Harris attacking the basket, being aggressive and being involved before that. He loiters around the three-point line and he disappears. But he was aggressive, rebounding, even offensive rebounding, which I'd never seen him do. That was the most aggressive I've seen him since he came to the Sixers.
It was a delight to see him be aggressive. And they were all engaged. It was a big game they had to get up for. And the mindset they had was from minute one to the end. Now, that's a mindset they're going to have in playoff games. And hopefully they do.
If I want to know about a manager, I'll ask a player that played under him. And D.D. Gregorius played for Mr. Girardi up in New York and said he is a fantastic manager. So that's good enough for me. Let's go Phillies and let's have some October baseball.
Well, who said he wasn't a fantastic manager? You know, he also had a great team with the Yankees, all right? Now, I look at this team, they're not a great team. Now, he did work wonders with the Miami Marlins back in the day, but a manager is not going to make enough of an improvement to make up for a lack of pitching talent.
Does that Marlins team motivate you at all?
That was great. It was a great job, but it's like he had nothing to lose in a situation like that. He didn't win anything. He just made them okay, you know? They were good. They achieved. We're talking about winning something here. A manager is not going to win you a pennant unless you have the talent that goes along with that.
Nobody's talking enough about Jay Rich and what he brings to this team. When he's out there, he's like the gorilla glue that keeps this team together on offense. Everybody's moving around. The ball's movement is better and more accurate. Jay Rich is the gorilla glue to the Sixers.
Oh, I'm good with that. He's a very important player for him. No question about it. They're better off with Richardson in the lineup.
say the Sixers fans are more engaged because they have more of a shot to win right now than the Flyers do? I'm going to remember you said that. Matter of fact, this year, I bet you the Flyers go deeper in the playoffs than your Sixers do, Buff.
Oh, we got to make this a competition? Just give me my honest opinion, bro. The Flyers right now are in the stage where they're just trying to slide into the playoffs. They're not ready to win the Stanley Cup. The Sixers came in with a different status. They came with a status where they had the talent to supposedly win a championship. I don't get all butthurt about this hockey basketball stuff. Come on, man. Chill out. Close it down.
The best of the best today.
My dad can beat up your dad.
By Rothman Orthopedics.
It's all a self thing anyway.
Your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your
own bed. My dad's car's bigger than yours.
Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like
them.
What is
it?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, that was Sound Off. Thanks for checking in on Sound Off. All right, keep it right here because the Cuz's Corner is coming up next. That's right, Anthony Gargano. He is live from Parks for his show. He'll lead you right into Flyers and Panthers. And following that game, Joe Torti, you take you home on 97.5 The Fanatic on NBC Sports Philly. Quick slants will lead you right into the Flyers pregame show and the Flyers and the Panthers. I don't like the Flyers tonight, but we understand that the kid is playing tonight. That Carter Hart will be in net trying to make that road voodoo. Good luck. I hope they win. Mike Misnelli Show. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.